This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A judge today has ordered pretrial detention for the alleged shooter in this week's quadruple homicide on a CTA Blue Line train. 30-year-old Ronnie Davis faces four counts of first-degree murder in the fatal shootings. The judge described the facts alleged by prosecutors as absolutely horrific and appalling. The four people were shot while trying to sleep early Monday as the train pulled into a West Suburban station. A new study from Northwestern University shows some 9 to 11-year-olds are at higher risk of experiencing depression in challenging social settings. The study says the left hippocampus is the part of the brain associated with memory, learning, and how someone experiences the world. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports the study shows if it's on the larger side, it can increase a young person's risk of developing depression. Here's author Claudia Haas.
Early adolescents with a larger left hippocampal volume appear to be much more sensitive to the negative effects of these difficult environments and are more likely to develop depressive symptoms if they find themselves in a difficult family, if they are struggling with peer relationships.
Haas hopes this study makes parents and policymakers more aware of how a child's environment affects their well-being. The book Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin is this year's pick for the Chicago Public Library's One Book, One Chicago program. It tells the story of two kids who meet in a pediatric hospital when they're 11 years old and grow up to become skilled video game designers. Chicago Public Library Commissioner Chris Brown says this pick is an exciting opportunity to engage younger people familiar with this growing industry.
I think it's a very timely book and kind of going to allow us to really explore whole theme and subject of gaming and youth in Chicago.
My colleague Adora Namigade reports the library will have in-person programming, including silent reading events and game writing workshops. There are 650 copies of the book available throughout the library district. And empathy, togetherness, and tears were on display in last night's finale of HBO's Hard Knocks docuseries featuring the Chicago Bears. The show's final scene shows rookie quarterback Caleb Williams pulling on the team helmet, a nod to his role as the franchise's future. General manager Ryan Poles hid tears from the camera in an episode focused on roster cutdowns. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the Bears succeeded in conveying a hopeful message to fans.
They wanted to show cohesiveness. They wanted to show that they have talent. And they wanted to show that they had the right man at the right time in Ryan Poles putting this all together.
The Bears host the Tennessee Titans on Sunday at noon for their season opener. Weather, sunny skies, a high in the mid-80s, and then clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and sunny and warm on Thursday with a high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.